hottest music podcast in the Midwest.
Yeah. You are now listening to Loud Radio.
Loud Radio.
MKE Loud.
What would you do if your back against the wall and the only choice you had was to fall? What would you do if your dog showed his hand and you seen he want your mans at the wall? Man, I'm so sick of these bitches. I'm all Percocet, they're flu, sick of these bitches. I just wanna check so I can go get rid of these niggas. I see you taking notes, yeah, you just a mini-me, nigga. Hey, why they looking at me sideways? You do whatever whenever you know that crime pays. I learned to learn from the struggle, it ain't no rainy day. I put that pressure on nigga, yeah, it's that major pain. Just stop, it ain't no way you can do better. Take a pit stop, yeah, I'm the reason for the weather. I'm a big shot, a lot of bitches say I'm clever. But I can't stop until my bag get a bit bigger. You already cost me once, dog, now I ain't trusting you. My homie tried to pull some shit I never thought he'd do. I swear I ain't about to Percocet in like a month or two. I turned around and hit the over shoulder with Perky, do I'm back now. I'm in my motherfucking bag now. It's 1-on-1 and I can't back down. Yeah, they like, D-man, come show me what you got now. And I'm like, huh, okay, could you do? If your back against the wall and the only choice you had was to fall, what would you do? If your dog showed his hand and you seen he want your mans at the wall. Man, I'm so sick of these bitches. I'm all Percocet, they're a flu, sick of these bitches. I just wanna check so I can go get rid of these niggas. I see you taking notes, yeah, you just a mini-me, nigga. Mini-me, or is you my enemy? Hennessy, I swear won't be the enemy. I want 10 apiece, I'ma make all of my profit, G. Yeah, she pretty neat, but I just wanna know what's her tendency. What would you do if you had fucked up that pack of folks? How would you feel if all the niggas around your elbow, bro? See, I got different ways to talk about this shit. I swear I'm back on it, you better hide your little bitch. These niggas don't bleed me like I be lying around this bitch. And I only smoke loud, it's only gas around this bitch. And the only reason that you hide your hoe because I fucked them. How you the author of the book when I wrote them?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Loud Radio. I go by the name of Shee Fair. I am your host, your DJ, and your producer. Got another exclusive interview for y'all this week, dog. Got a special guest on the phone today, man. I got Tone Deaf from the TDR Podcasting Network, man. Say it up to the people, dog.
What it do, fam? What it do? What's up with everybody out there?
First up, thanks for calling in and being a part of the show this week, man. Giving me some of your time today.
Oh, no problem, bro. You one of the fans when it comes to this podcasting community, so I always got your back, bro.
You said I'm one of the what?
You one of the fans, bro. So I always, you always got me, bro. So all you gotta do is my phone call away.
So, first time guest on the show, man. I gotta get your story out there. But before we do that, I gotta let y'all know, man. TDR is one of the biggest podcasting networks here in the city, man. Here in the Midwest. And we're gonna get into a lot of that this episode. I remember first meeting you in person, and then they listed all the shows that you cover and shit like that. I'm like, damn, this fool got a whole bunch of shit, that he working on. So we're gonna get into all that, but first time guest on the show, man. I gotta get a little background story from you coming up in Milwaukee, man, and give us some of your radio and podcasting industry come up stories too, man. So tell us about yourself.
Born and raised in Milwaukee. Literally I've been here to see it all. Music has always been part of my life. Production has always been my focus. I never wanted to be the rapper.
Right.
Like most people did. I always wanted to be the reason why that beats fire.
Right.
Like that was always my thing. When the dynamics of what's called music start change and shift, where we went from making mixtapes to making playlists, I also started noticing things also was changing when it came to how talk radio was perceived. Mm-hmm. Like initially, if you wasn't on 860, 1290 or somewhere along that line, shout out to Homer Blow and them, your voice really wasn't heard.
Right.
Like that. Then as the chain started going from AM radio to morning shows on FM and then eventually to XM, my whole dynamics of what I wanted to do shifted as well too. Mm-hmm. So just like my first thought was I want an internet radio. So me and my brother, Juan, one day, while ironically messing with local wrestlers, okay, at one of the shows, he was like, bro, we should turn this into something we do. And literally that's how TDR was born. We would interview some of the wrestlers behind the scenes, get their questions, the whole nine yards. But then my brother was like, hey, I want to do a show where I play my music. Because he was like, nobody listens to my music, not because it ain't good, but because don't nobody know how to get a hold of it.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Let's do this. So I started the Death Rush show with my brother, and we just recorded our 300th episode of that show.
Okay, nice, nice.
Literally just got done recording it. And then from there, I was like, you know what? People need to hear other people's music. So I started a show similar to you. So, you know, that's what one of the reasons why I fuck with you, called Sound Dropping. And because it was during the birth of social media, when Twitter, Black Twitter was a thing and we was hitting hard, I would literally just go on Twitter and just literally grab people's links from Twitter. Right. It didn't matter where you came from, anywhere. And I would just literally just curate a playlist and would get my Homer Blow on. And literally would just play people music you never heard of. I would retweet when the song was playing, it was their turn. I would have a list of songs, list of tweets already put out. I would spend like majority of the day just finding whose song this belongs to. And then as the music play, boom, send that tweet out. And it literally started creating a following where people were like, yo, my song is being played.
Mm-hmm.
One of my very first interviews I ever did was a cat who I was playing his music. And he was so geeked to hear, because I think he was from Alabama at that. So he wasn't even local. And he was from Alabama. Right. And I just started playing his music. And he's like, yo, man, my song is being played. This is dope. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, hey, what you doing right now? It's like, oh, nothing, man. I'm just sitting here with my friends. And we all listened to, we geeked about that. I'm about to call you. Right then and there, I did do the interview. And I would never forget because, one, he was so appreciative of that moment. Like, right then and there, he was appreciative of that moment, that interview, the fact that his music was being played. And he was just geeked.
Right.
And because of that, I ended up building rapports with other artists throughout the whole entire nation. So as I started to see some of the people that I dealt with start to blow up and start to get recognition, I was like, I got something here. Right. So went out to some of my other people here in the city. Shout out to Lexi Trine. I gave her a platform where she solely focused on local music artists at that time. And people would literally be just going through her. So then when she started having her dad, Andre Ellis, on the show every once in a while, and he's just talking about things going on in the community, it started creating more of a buzz. So I was like, we have something here in this internet radio that needs to be explored even more.
Right.
And the paradigm of society shifted from radio to podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't lie to you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, it's your show. I'll get it. We be here for an hour if you just let me go.
No, I was just going to say, tell us some, because you was already going into that. So tell us some significant differences between the two, like podcast and radio then to now. So yeah, you were already going into it, but I just wanted to lead you to that question.
Yeah, that was like, I knew where you was going, but you know, like, you let me be, bro. I will pod, bro. Honestly, freedom.
Nice.
The freedom in the podcasting world, mostly for the African-American community, is unmatched. See, when you do internet radio or you do anything that's radio based, you have guidelines and standards you must follow. Okay. I can only say so much about a particular topic before I'm crossing the line of editorial. I have to always be factual. And don't get me wrong. You have to do that in podcasting too. You never want to quote somebody if you can't, you know, back up your sources and whatnot. But
right.
I can talk about whatever I want and market it to whoever who I want. Okay. Number two, podcasting world is profitable if you put forth the work. One thing I always tell anybody who's looking to start a podcast is you have to look at the podcast community the same way you look at the music, specifically the rap game. Right. Okay. You are an artist when you become a host. Your product is these episodes you put out. People will find the episode they like and they will fuck with it and you'll pick up a following. But to make money is you have to do the extra work. You have to do the live shows. You have to do the events. You have to basically put foot to pavement for the world to know who you are. And the thing about it is because podcasting is so easily accessible and anybody can go out here and start a podcast, what usually happens after about the 10th episode, people will lose interest because they want that instant satisfaction, that instant recognition, that instant I'm known. And it doesn't work like that.
Right.
Like your favorite podcast. Go ahead.
People think podcasting is easy. Like we make it look easy, but it's more than just turning on your mic and talking some shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, like you said, after that, I say 7 to 10. Like after the 7th to 10th episode, you really gotta figure out what you want to talk about, things like that. So with my show, you know, I kind of keep a structure with it. You know what I'm saying? I have you guys come on, ask you guys different questions about yourself, whatever current event is going on that's popping right now that people really want to listen to, I'll ask y'all about that. But most of it is just telling stories and giving background and just having a room of people, podcasters, clothing designers, financial advisors, coaches, like all these people in this one room. We are answering similar questions, but they are different. Everybody's telling their own story. So yeah, man, it's like once you do that 10th episode and you're trying to figure out like what's next, that's where a lot of people get stuck. People just want to, you know, like you said, just be out there and then get famous, quote unquote, right away. And it don't work like that, man. You got to put in some work.
Definitely have to put in the work. And I always, it's funny, whenever I sit down with anybody who's talking about doing the podcast, I ask them 3 questions. And they're very simple questions. The first question is, why do you want to start a podcast? Usually most people want to start a podcast because it's tied to an organization or a belief structure that they want to push and promote. Nothing wrong with that. That's a great foundation. But then you'll get those people who they friends think they funny, or I got a lot to say about this right here, or they want to talk relationships. And I'm not saying you can't start a show like that, but usually these people are folks who may not make it to the 10th episode.
Right.
Okay. Or their topics become very redundant or there's no effort behind it. And I'm not saying that you still shouldn't do one, but I'm saying at that point in time, don't invest that much money into it until you figure out what you want your platform or your structure would be.
Right.
The second question I always ask is really just a revision of the first one. Why a podcast? With so many different avenues out here, with so many different ways that you can get your voice be heard, podcasting is literally like probably the most popular way of going about doing it. Because there's so many different platforms you can put your podcast on. But once again, when you're putting yourself as a small fish in the ocean, how do you survive? And a lot of people don't look at that. They don't look at the avenues in regards to it. And the third question I always ask them is, what is your purpose for this podcast?
Right.
Like, if you don't have a solid, like, I love your platform because, like you said, you have a set question. You have a certain POV you want to get to. And then at the end of the day, no episode that you release is something you'd be like, I think I need to redo that.
Right.
You know, you have everything for every single episode you do. It's not, I won't say it's crisp, because that's the great thing about podcasts. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to be raw. It's supposed to be real. Like, you may get a guest on here and they may have structure to your questions, and all of a sudden, randomly, we over here talking about Harold's chicken.
Right.
That's the beauty of podcasting. It has doesn't have to be conducive all the way through. But when they go over here and start talking about chicken, are you smart enough to bring it back?
Right, exactly.
You know how to bring it back, where that whole conversation about chicken, even though it's random, let's make it be what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. You know? And that's a skill in itself.
Right. Yeah, that's a skill a lot of people missing.
Like, yeah, that's a skill.
And it's crazy,
man,
because I'm a talker, and it's been plenty times a lot of my new shows, they're lost in the beginning. Of course, it's a new world for you. You want someone who can help. And I'll sit there and they'll be doing their show and I'll be listening to it. And I do pilot episodes for everybody. So before we ever do your first official episode, we're going to record a pilot, because some of the greatest TV shows have a pilot, because we were able to fix it. I was joking with one of my shows the other day, is I can't find the Cosby Show anywhere on any streaming platforms anymore. Right. Because of you know, situation going on. But I go back and I will always remember the very first episode of The Cosby Show, because it looked nothing like the show we've come to love.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. A lot of people don't know, Denise's husband was initially somebody's date for his very first episode. He wasn't even the same dude, but he was there. The front room was completely different. The layout was different. Sandra didn't exist.
Right.
But the reason I always bring that up is because imagine if Bill just went with the original setup and never tweaked what he needed to tweak from that pilot episode. And that's why I tell everybody, let's record a rough episode that may or may not go out depending on how good it is, so you can learn where you need to fix things at. And just that alone makes a lot of people be like, hey, this may not be what I need to do, because it's not my vision and what just happened don't align, you know?
Right. But it's kind of the same with me, because since we're talking pilots and, you know, the beginning, I had I don't want to say a pilot podcast, but that's kind of what it was. Like, when I first started my show in 2019, February 2019, you know, it was called MKE Loud Podcast. It was the same thing. I was interviewing, I was playing music. It's the same exact structure and foundation. The only difference is I made it a little wider than music, you know what I'm saying, as the year went by. You know, I'm like, okay, I do want to always play music and always interview music artists, but I got to get other people on the show too. You know what I'm saying? I can't just keep it music and keep it in one box, because if I do that, I don't get perspectives of everybody else. We only talking to artists. So now I didn't have artist managers, I didn't have podcasters, I didn't have, like I said, clothing designers, all type of people that came on the show, and it's brought a different dynamic. And now I can reach a wider demographic. I'm not just reaching just music or just rap fans or just R&B fans. You know, now anybody can tap into Loud Radio and be like, I like this episode, or I like this guest, you know what I'm saying? Or I like this song he plays, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to expand it a little bit more than what it was. So, and I said this on multiple episodes before, man, anybody that's listening to the show, they know it don't look, and it definitely don't sound the way it did when it first started, man. You know, with starting with a USB mic and then upgrading equipment along the way.
Don't talk about for better equipment. Man,
and that's another thing in podcasting that people don't realize, man, is you got to invest in your equipment and things that you need to record, and you can't half-ass that, you know, because you're not going to get the quality you want. So that's a whole other aspect people don't want to put in for that.
You brung up something. I know this probably wasn't one of your questions, but you brung up something, and this is one of the biggest things I teach a lot of people. When I first started, the great thing about internet radio was all I needed was a computer and a microphone, because software was all on that. Shout out to Blog Talk, because I would not be here if Blog Talk didn't exist. And if I go back and listen to Blog Talk episodes now, oh my God, what the it was, the audio was so terrible. And it was crazy because Blog Talk still used regular landline phone lines. Okay. Oh, so for those who happen to be around long enough to know what calling somebody on a house phone sounded like, that's how my episodes would sound. Okay. Exactly. But at the time, that was okay because that's right. all we had technology wise. Mm-hmm. Then one day, Mimi Sub 100, for those of you guys who happen to know her, aka the Hostly Awkward Show, she came to us because she used to be a co-host on the Def Fresh Show with us. And she was like, "Tone, I think I'm ready to start my own show." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Cool." Now, because I had got comfortable with Blog Talk and all the shows we were doing over there, we sat down and we recorded her first episode. You might as well call it her pilot because we end up recording it like three times. The audio was trash. She refused to put that episode out. She refused to do the show. She refused to do everything. And now that when I had to listen to it from her perspective, because at this point in time, podcasting was starting to blow up. So there was a significant difference in audio quality. So here I am interviewing my friends who are podcasting and we're doing everything. And I go back and I listen to our episodes and it's like, I might as well just been calling everybody. I called it in. That's the way it sounded. Whereas, and they had these crisp, clear sounds, like Mwanje and them is over there recording an actual, radio station.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like, fam, I can't be the big dog in this and not be able to meet with the times. So I went, called my bank, took like maybe $3,000 out of my 401k. And when I tell you, I went out and I just bought everything I think I would need to make this sound better. Mistake number one. Okay.
Damn.
Like mistake number one. Okay. I didn't need all that equipment, but I also didn't need to buy what I bought. One of the things that my other producer here gets on me about is I'm always buying new stuff. I'm a visionary, which is why I say Mwanje is a visionary, because I see what I want to do next while I'm still doing what's current. So I'm out here buying equipment, future proofing myself. So like if I want to go ahead and open another studio right now, I could literally walk in, put stuff down, and we can start recording within 5 minutes of being there. That's how much random equipment I have. And I regret that thought process because there's equipment that was too much for what I needed at that time. Or had I did a little bit more research, cords and attachments and things that I were trying to make this one mixer do, there's already a mixer that has it there for me. I just went on ahead and bought a desktop instead of trying to buy two laptops, there are certain programs I could have just had running simultaneously in regards to it. Had I thought about the fact that cell phone cameras are sometimes better than a lot of regular cameras you can buy for a fraction of the cost, instead of trading in my iPhone because it's time to get a new one, I could have bought that one out and made it my camera. If I would have just did my homework, I could have saved thousands and thousands of dollars over the course of the last 5 years trying to look professional when you come to find out the people who you are so-called comparing yourself to is wondering how you got where you are, or, oh my God, that's the mixer I was looking at getting. And it's like, bro, I barely use this thing, you know? You're trying to get to this level when I'm trying to figure out how did you make this one simple one you pay $150 do everything for you. So one thing that I always tell everybody is do your homework on your equipment. Talk to somebody who's already got it, because you'll come to find out you can set your own podcast studio up for less than $500.
Man, for sure.
you really
can, man. Now, Milwaukee podcast scene is, I'll say it's on fire. It's incredible right now. although I feel like the podcasting lane has become a little saturated once, you know, like celebrities and everybody started making one and doing one. We kind of talked about it, you know, with redundant topics like dating, sex, and all that shit.
Right.
Blase, blase. But I do feel like Milwaukee's podcast scene is a little more authentic than other places. What's your favorite thing about the podcasting scene right now here in Milwaukee, you know, today?
I say this probably every single time anybody ever talks about podcasting. Milwaukee is probably one of the only places where it's a community that works together.
Right.
It does not matter whether you're on your own, whether you're under a production, whether you've been doing it for a while, left and came back, or you just want to start. Somebody is always going to be able to help you out. I have syndications running through my network too. So it's not only just us only. I have people that are syndicated from all over the globe. And one of the shows that was under me, it was called I Don't Know Podcast out of Philadelphia. Mm. When I tell you, when he came to me, he was like, bro, we don't have anything like what's going on in Milwaukee out in Philly. How do I get what you guys have out there? And my first thing was like, no, Philly's a big city. So y'all gotta have podcasts. You know what I'm saying? You got a music community out there that, you know, that's unheard of. You guys definitely have history. Like, what is it that's not going on? Are y'all not connecting? Is it not enough podcasts? Do black folks not have a space? And it's like, people just want to do their own thing and nobody is communicating with each other. Like, no podcast. There's nothing I love about the podcast. There's no rat beef here in the podcast. Like, nobody is mad that somebody else is bigger than them. Like, shout out to Geek Set Podcast. Okay. If there is any podcast out the city of Milwaukee that is worldwide, is Geek Set. And before they even took off like they did, I used to always call. I tell when Rudy and them would come through, I would say the world famous Geek Set is in the building. Right. And Rudy will humble himself like, nah, man, I don't know, man. Don't be saying that. Don't be saying that. Like, no, bro. When I go to California, okay, and I'm visiting a cousin in Compton and they got on a Geek Set shirt, you world famous, bro.
Right. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Rudy is another one who's a visionary because he does things that is unheard of. Like, he took his one-on-one game to a next level.
Man.
And the crazy part is, if you ever ask Rudy, how do you get these guests? How do you get these famous people on your podcast? And you know what Rudy would tell you? I just slid in their inboxes.
Yeah.
I just inbox them. They either going to say, send the email to this and they handle my booking, or no, you're going to get one of the two.
Right, exactly.
You can shoot your shot at any chicks in a DM that you don't know from a hole in the wall confidently and accept that no. Why wouldn't you go do it to further your career and your advancement? He's gotten some dope interviews. Matter of fact, as we're speaking recording right now, he's doing a 24/7 run over on his Twitch channel.
Nice.
That all of his interviews he's done. Then Geek Set as a whole is an unheard concept that should be normal. Hip hop,
right,
and anime or geek culture,
right?
Let me say it right for geek culture, right? They sue me. Hip hop and geek culture, and that's like synonymously, they do go together because that's naturally two things,
right?
But the fact that no one thought about that, and now that's a podcast that everybody wants to not only listen to, but there's people outside of us who tries to emulate that. And even though this is an interview with me, pay attention of how I have bigged up everybody through this whole interview. Okay.
Exactly.
And that's why our community works. Okay.
Right. You don't get that from the rap and music scene.
Right.
Right.
The music
scene. You don't really get that from the music scene.
You don't.
Nah, man. It's something about the music, because I rap. Well, you know, I rap, and I don't rap as much as I podcast. You know what I'm saying? I have raps. I'll say that. And it's like that lane. It's like I don't even have a word for it. You know what I'm saying? Because what I like about our the podcast and seeing here in Milwaukee is the same thing. It's like the collaborative energy that everybody's just coming together, nobody hating on each other. A lot of people go on each other's shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Whereas music, you see a lot of these artists, man, they go on social media, they complain about Milwaukee's music scene or they're not being heard and things like that. But then they'll pick and choose who they work with. They'll pick and choose what platform they want to interview on. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just don't get it. And that's the difference between the two.
Podcasting and music. I say that every single time. Because you have some music people in the podcast world.
Right.
I have had some artists who they literally stopped doing music and prefer to do podcasting because of the community and how well we work with each other. But more so, the more exposure. There are some people who used to be musician, but their podcast got them way more exposure that we have to remind ourselves, oh, you do have music that comes out too. Rudy's a prime example. Exactly. I have to remind myself Rudy is a rapper. Okay, I do. I have to remind myself that. Because his podcast persona is so big, you know, and I keep talking about him. Shout out to him because he just got that spot with
shout out to Rudy,
Watch Mojo. Man. You know, to me, that's big. That's big. And I'm not saying that he wouldn't have got there with his music, but podcasting is definitely what they looked at. So we sit here and we always look at podcasting about how can I monetize this podcast? Maybe you're looking at monetization all wrong. Maybe the question should be is, what directions can I take my platform to make it better?
Right.
Okay. Because Rudy is a prime example of he had a music career. He still has a music career. Let me not say he don't still make music. But the fact that now you're over here doing voice acting and your podcast is your resume.
Nice, man.
So could you imagine that? Could you imagine Disney's getting ready to remake another one of their white movies that got the whole world in an uproar? Okay.
Right.
And you are now a voice actor on this new movie and your resume consisted of the fact that you let them listen to your podcast.
Man, that's dope, man. That's hard work pays off.
You just see how that just made the whole aspect of podcasting be completely different now.
Right.
So now you take your friend who went to school for graphic design. So the guy who made your logo can now be working on an animation project, and his voice actor is the podcast who hired him to make his first graphic design.
Right.
Do you see how the community just grew?
Right. And you can make, you do your own productions with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you can damn near make your own cartoons, your own little TV shows with that. Just by you having your own skills and then the right people around you, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one thing with the podcast industry. It's a lot of collaborative. It's like Geek said, for example. It's a lot of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, that's involved with it. And they're all in. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's not... You don't get the vibe that somebody's hating on somebody and then now it's not working no more, it all falls through. You know what I'm saying? Whereas some situations like music groups or some shit like that, if me, you, and somebody else got a music group and I'm mad that you the lead singer and, you know, so I'm just in the background, the group is going to fall apart. You know what I'm saying? So I love seeing shows like Geek Set. I don't know if you listen to Watch It, I Give a Damn. It's a Milwaukee podcast.
They
here,
came
man.
Across my Those. Table a few times. The name alone caught my attention. I caught them. I did. Look, the one number one thing I love about podcasts is catchy titles. You give me a catchy title, bro, I in a heartbeat will just tune in just to see what you want. Right? And because I heard about them. I haven't had a chance to listen to them because I'm always editing. Okay, so when you have to record and edit, before we get to them, going back to Geek Set, one thing I've always loved about them is everybody has a role to play. One is the producer, one takes care of marketing, one takes care of merchandise in regards, one takes care of everyday planning. So nobody feels that one person is in a better place than the other one. Rudy's off doing his one-on-one with Dusich, that doesn't bother them. Because at the end of the day, Rudy still fulfills his obligation to Geekset, which keeps that well-oiled machine going. Rudy's like me. Sometimes you want to do something different. I have two podcasts on the side that I do. It's called Where I Come From, where I interview small businesses. The only requirement to be on this show, you got to be from Milwaukee. You can be in Houston for all I care. You came from Milwaukee. Let's talk about your business you got, your transition, and what's different between trying to do business here and doing business there. Could be good. It could be bad. That's the only requirement. My second one is I do with my girls. I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. My show is called My Life and Kids. Okay? It's simply just them telling me what it's like being a kid. Do you understand how that is just, that concept is so major, not because it's me and my kids, but parents and kids have that disconnect. So just being able to talk freely with your dad about whatever. Like, I got an episode where my youngest snitched on my oldest and said she got a boyfriend.
Oh, hell.
All right. And then my oldest was like,
I'd love to see that live reaction on your face, too.
I didn't record it, like, visually. It's all auto. Because if I put the camera on, she was not going to. They're not going to be natural. I have to do audio with them. But, man, to hear my 9-year-old have a boyfriend, I was shocked. I was ready to throw everybody out the window. But I knew my 9-year-old enough that I wasn't mad that she had a boyfriend. But it gave me a great post-interview episode where I was able to, in so many words, say, we have rules for how you're going to date. And my rules is not one of those you can't date till you're 16 or you can't do that. My rules is, if you date, he has to come over here. When we have dinner on Friday night, he has to be here for those dinners. Because I need to know if the man or the boy that you're dating knows what dating looks like, number one. But number two, what is his mentality? Because he may not have a male figure in his life at all. So if you're going to be with my daughter, you're going to understand what having a father feels like. Because if you make that grave mistake as a teenager and y'all become young parents, I don't want you to feel like you did something wrong. No, you just skipped the line on certain steps. So let's learn how to do these steps the right way, you know? Right. But that's a whole nother conversation. See, I told you, let me talk, bro. We'll go forever.
Now, I might get you in trouble with this question, man.
Never.
What are some of your favorite podcasts here that you have worked with over the years that you produced?
And I produced. You know what? You could never get me in trouble because I'm honest with all my shows. Hands down, as much as my sister gives me so much hell just doing her show, I love doing Hostly Awkward. I really do. Mimi, hands down, has been the driving force of what's made me move my whole concept forward. Because when something goes wrong, she's very vocal because we're family. Not gonna bite her tongue. She's gonna tell me, Tone, you fucked up, you know?
Right.
Tell me that. And I'd be needing that because she's like, how are you? Before I ever started charging anybody, I was recording certain people just for the experience. And I would tell them, pro bono, I'll do this for you. I won't charge you because I'm still learning. So allow me to make my mistakes and then we'll be good. My sister's like, I'm not gonna allow you to make your mistakes. Okay? You can't expect anybody to pay you to do this if you're banking on fucking up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, cool. So even to this day, I hate being here on her show because she's my sister and there are some things that a brother just doesn't want to hear. Okay? But I love her for it and I love her show. It's probably one of the most interactive type podcasts you'll ever listen to. You definitely always want to catch the visual. Because the visual of the show, it's an experience, okay? Real Bar Talk. If you've never heard Real Bar Talk or listened to Casey and Tori and KT, you know, rest in peace to her. For those of you from Milwaukee, you'll know that situation. Because that's where I really grew at. Tori has been my friend. We're cousins, but we've been friends longer than we've been family. And Tori has always been upfront and honest with me, too. He brought me out my shed. He would have guests come in, and he would literally sit me down. Me and Deuce's first interaction ever came because Tori wanted to have a show with, at the time, the three producers of Black podcasts in the city. And because I was coming into podcasting with the same mentality that the rap game is, I'm looking at Deuce and Poindexter as, you're the competition. Okay, you're the ops. But when we sit down and I'm talking to them, and here I am with my basic setup, and these guys got music experience and they know how to use all the different programs and everything. And I'm sitting down, and Deuce off top was like, "Hey man, how'd you do that with the episode where you had it made it sound like they were in a bar?" I'm like, this, and that. And I'm like nervously telling them, I was like, "Oh, that's dope, man. So when I'm getting somebody else over here who's telling me what you doing is dope, I'm trying to get on your level. Like, bro, I'm trying to get on your level." Mm-hmm. Okay? It's to the point right now, if you ever see me and Deuce in the same place, we constantly telling each other we rich. Like, "Hey, bro, rich dog. I'm trying to get like this. Oh, man, you coming in with this camera. I'm trying to get on your level. Bro, man, look at you got on this camera." It's a constant back and forth of just, it's love and admiration for each other. And I got to thank Tori for that, because not just with Deuce, but I started meeting new people. There were folks who wanted a podcast network. So he actually helped me get some of my first paying people. Okay. They would come on his show, and they'll be there for whatever reason for that episode. And then before the conversation is over with, I got a new show I'm producing now. So now my portfolio is growing, but at the same time, Tori would want to try new things. My very first live show I ever produced was Real Bar Talk. It was a disaster. Okay? <Damn. laughs> But the fact that I would have never jumped out that window if Tori didn't say, "Hey, we doing our 1-year anniversary. You producing the live show." I, in the story, was no argument about it, you know? And I thank him for that. At the end of the day, you know what? A lot of my shows are my favorite. I would have to probably say my last one would be P3. Pretty Plus Size and Powerful. They are on a hiatus right now. They actually will be back soon in different aspects. But that was my first time working with people I didn't know. And it was five young ladies, and they all have their own personalities. So this is my first time learning how to deal with pleasing people. Do I want to be that person who, yes, I'll give you everything you need because I need you for this? Or do I am the person who's like, "Look, you're looking at me to be your leader in this podcast movement." Because they were fine just doing Facebook Lives, but because I'd seen a product that they had that needed to be out there even more, because we're talking about five beautiful women who is all about women empowerment. That is what, look at the world right now. There's everywhere now. Right. But at the time, it wasn't out there like that. And then they're plus size, and they're not ashamed of it. Like some of them, most of them are all runway models on top of that. Okay. And the fact that they let me lead them. So, like, just my overall goals, those three podcasts would probably be, if it wasn't for them three, and all three of them are my first podcasts. So as I transitioned from internet radio to podcasting, these were my first three shows. And all three of those are the reason why the wall of the studio looks the way it looks right now. So they will always be my favorite. Now, every other show, I love them all. I got headaches. I got hangups when some show blows up or they get, you know, 2,000 listeners on an episode that they didn't even want to do that day. I'm all the way proud of them. But them three, none of this would be here if it wasn't for them, hands down.
Shout out to them shows, man.
I mean, I'm trying to get Loud Radio to come on over to Death Row, but, you know.
Man, listen, though. I man, the thing with me is I'm kind of like you, like you said, with you and Douche, man. I'm trying to get like y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But so you it's like us already. It's, that's the thing. You know, real talk. You I'm like us already.
I like y'all, but you know, I'm saying like, you know, I'm trying to get shows under my belt, man, because it was a time where, and I want to say it was, what, 2 years ago, I was looking for people because, you know, during the pandemic, everybody wanted to podcast, right? So in 2020, I was basically offering, like, services, like, yo, if you want to do a podcast, I can help you. I can put you on. I can produce it. I can do your audio and things like that. A lot of people didn't get back to me on that, you know, and that – that's why I'm in this space today where it's like, you know what, a lot of people say they want a podcast, but once they see what comes with it, they really don't want to no more. You know what I'm saying? But back to the point I was saying, I'm trying to get like y'all though.
But here's the thing, bro. You are like us, but we just need, people just need to know what you are. Okay? Loud Radio is, to a lot of people, one show. But you have to let them know that you're more than one show. One of the greatest things about going back to the community of the podcasting community itself, one of the greatest things about the podcast community that a lot of people don't know is we share. I have a busy schedule. I work a regular 9-to-5. I think all of us do. Me, Mwan, Jay, Deuce, Poindexter. We all still work a regular 9-to-5, okay? Regardless of whatever schedule it is. But people may come and say, hey, I want to start a podcast, okay? With me being located in the basement of Sherman Phoenix, all it takes is just somebody to be walking around that day. And it's like, hey, what is this? I get it every Saturday. Hey, is this a radio station? And then I have, you know, I give my little spiel about what it is, and then I'll grab my car. And then sometime during the week, I might get a phone call. I'll pick up the phone, have that conversation with them, see what they want to. Yeah, I want to be able to record on this day and that day. Got a show during that time. You know what I'll do?
Right.
Hey, dude, what's your schedule look like? You got this spot right here? Or, hey, Mwanje, what's your recording schedule? And honestly, that's how a lot of shows work. I would get somebody. It didn't work for me. You know what? What you asking for? Go over here to Mwanje. Here's his number. I hit bro up. Boom. Now he has a new show.
Right.
Okay, whether or not whatever their arrangement is, that's on them. Okay, vice versa. We all talk. We all are in that conversation. And the crazy part is, you've been my boy. I never knew that you were on that. So now that I know that, anybody's like, you don't want to work with me? Hey, go holler at she. He got you, fam. In regards to even some of my shows, I have shows where it's like, yeah, Tone, this particular day don't work for me, and this is the only day I got free, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pod anymore. Hey, she, what's Wednesday look like? All right, Pete, go see this guy right here, talk to him. End of story. I'm not even like that. I've had people that left my network to go work at other networks, and I was not mad that they went to the other network. I was only upset that you didn't tell me, so I could have gave that person who you went to all your backlog.
Right.
That's all it is. Like, instead of them creating new links for you, I would have just gave them your whole backlog and made that transition easier for you. There's a show.
Is everybody connected?
We all connected. So we not like that. I had a show that Deuce had at one point in time called Wind Down Wednesday. At the time, their schedule didn't fit. So one of them came, was like, hey, I know this other dude that does podcasts and he's producing. Let's go talk to him. And they came over and had a conversation. And I asked them the story. They was like, yeah, we used to work with dudes, you know, scheduling just not working right now. We need something that's going to be more conducive to our schedule. And at the time, I had an open schedule, so it was an easy yes for me. But I told them, before you leave, tell Deuce. Let Deuce know that you're coming over here. Not because I didn't want no beef to pop off, but because pay the person respect enough to let them know that things are changing and we need to get you back in position the right way. So Deuce sent over all the episodes except for the one that got blocked in order for their streams to keep going. and the partnership was still the same. Everything is still the same. No, it was, nothing went wrong, and we were good. So,
So what's up next with TDR, man? What can we be looking out for? All
right, so I don't want to keep you much longer. Honestly, for TDR, I'm moving into more visual production. Only because the pandemic showed us that with the world completely changing now and people are working from home, some of those avenues for the audio part is starting to fade out. People are not making that commute to work anymore where they will listen to the podcast on the way, but they're now watching the podcast while they're working. They're visually seeing, interacting with the podcasts are starting to become a wave. And hell, our visionary just proved to us that we could pod in the metaverse. So
shout out to Mwanje, man.
Right, shout out to Mwanje. Like, we pod in the metaverse now. So I think as a whole, we're looking at going visual. I want to create a podcast network where it's a radio station, where podcast first, music second. So imagine your favorite podcast. Right. Imagine Loud Radio from 8 to 10 every single day. And then the artists that he's interviewed, they get a block of music right after. So now your mixtape can be spent with no questions asked in regards to it. Live shows that afternoon. What if TZ Talk is doing live during their first Fridays, and you can now visually interact with it? You can see it. You can be there. So as people are doing karaoke every Thursday night from the Happy Days Bar, it's being hosted by Cutthroat Podcast, for an example. These are experiences you visually can see, okay? Then the next thing is, streaming needs to be a little bit more easily accessible. African-American podcasts do not fit in the category that most podcast categories are right now. So I want to redefine what that looks like for us. I want to create a Netflix podcast where you can just find what you want and you can listen to that. You can have your series all together in regards to it. I want to organize. I'm going to start with TDR first because I have my catalog. It's easier for me to do it because I have my catalog.
Yeah.
But then I want to start incorporating more of the Milwaukee podcast. I want to incorporate more of the Midwest podcast. I want to make it be that eventually there is a black network of just our podcast and our podcast only. It doesn't matter if you're Joe Button or if you're Joe Johnson. Okay? If you have a certain amount of episodes recorded, guess what? You can be on this platform now.
Right.
Now, on the plus side, I have now created a new level of monetization, not only for me, but for you. Because imagine if Loud Radio had a whole streaming service, but in there, you can now market that, okay, on TDR Netflix, you can now, when our podcast play, you can have your visual video documentary right after it. Mm-hmm. So now that's added into the spin. Yeah. So now when you click on this, go to this YouTube, and now boom, we're automatically on your stuff for that episode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I can take content creators, actual content creators on YouTube, and let's make your platform be connected to this platform.
Right. Yeah. That's dope, man. It kind of reminds me, it's something out in LA right now. It's called Dash Radio. They kind of do something similar to that. They got like shows under it that air at certain times in the day. And then they do events at venues and things like that. Right. So yeah, it's out in LA, man. So we definitely need something in the Midwest for sure. Right. And man, I'm down. I'll be down to submit my shit on there.
Man, you ain't got to submit. I'm
like Netflix.
I'm not even gonna submit. I'm gonna come to you. You're gonna be one of my investors. You're gonna be part of the board, my guy. See, because that's the thing about me. I had to learn. My visions are beautiful, but I can't make it happen by myself. Because if I do, it's not gonna get done, or the ship may sail where it may be hot. And even though I'm not aiming for hot, that inaugural release is the biggest deal for everything. So if I could put a team of people together who understands the vision, you don't need to see it. You just need to understand it, and we can make anything happen.
Facts, man. Always about, it's really all about having the right people around you, man. So shout out to you. Shout out Mawan J. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Dooch and all of y'all that got y'all networks and y'all shows and y'all doing y'all thing right now, man. It's only a matter of time, like I always say, before Milwaukee becomes that hot spot for podcasting, radio, internet radio, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be the hot spot for that. Yeah, we're still going to have the music, but I think the podcast is going to overtake the music. You know what I'm saying? Just off the collaborative energy that we got, man. But that's pretty much all I got for you today, Tone Deaf, man. Any shout outs you want to do before you head out today?
Do I got any left? I think I shouted out everybody throughout the whole thing.
Right.
No, man. But honestly, bro, I want to say this. Like, I am above and beyond proud of you and everything that you're doing. Like, there are days where I listen to your stuff before I listen to anybody else's. Hands down.
That's what's up.
So you are one of my rotations, and this is not because I know you. It's because your product is it. So keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Appreciate it. I got you, man. I ain't gonna never stop, man. I'm just finding out ways to be innovative and finding ways to add new things. Like, I'm still working on the visual. I'm still, you know what I'm saying, polishing these DJing skills so I can give live mixes on the show. Things like that. I still want to make some music and do some exclusive drops. So I got a lot coming up, man. Still need some merch too that needs to come out. So I'm probably gonna hit you up on that on the side. But yeah, man, I'm gonna keep going, man. And I appreciate the love, no lie.
All right, family, you keep doing what you're doing, bro. Let me go ahead and get this basketball show started.
For sure, for sure. All right, follow me on social media, y'all, at She Fair. Follow Loud Radio at Loud Radio Podcast on all social media platforms. Y'all already know I got more mixes and more interviews on the way. You know how I do. So hit the subscribe button. Get those notifications coming to your phone and stay tuned, man. I'll see y'all next time. Tone Deaf, thanks for calling in, brother.
Jesus said we make it hit, so we make it hit now.
I need a check, I'm stacking extras. I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it. I need a check, I'm stacking extras. I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it at all. No, I can't repeat this shit. These niggas know how we sneaking it. Come through back though, we be geeking it. A pistol and glass, yeah, we moving it. They know that the AR be moving shit. They know that the AR got 223. They know that my nigga, we moving pin. And everything I did official, dog. I need a referee whistle, dog. These niggas is not official at all. The way that I'm moving, I locked the jaw. Hey, what you gonna do when that pressure on? Can you really keep your mouth closed? What you gonna do when they come to our home? Knock on our door and they looking for bro. Everything that I did for a reason. I'm ballin' through every season. Hey, I keep my head in the winter. Hey, yeah, it freezing niggas. Hey, they can't believe a nigga. Hey, they gotta see that we winning. Hey, they gotta see it in person. Hey, they gotta see that we workin'. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. I'm stacking extras. I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it. I need a check. I'm stacking extras. I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it at all. Free my nigga Ray. Hey, free lil bro. RIP to KD. Hey, money all on my mind. I got big shooters, nigga, just like KD. Hey, that 223 is official. Put the heat in a nigga. Hole in a nigga like holy moly. That's a donor, lil nigga. You know we on it. Yeah, that bitch on the pole getting dope for a nigga. Put that bitch on the road, I don't wanna fuck. I just need some dough, they look better. Y'all already know how we getting it. I step on nigga neck, pull up on him, acting reckless. Pull around the corner, let my nigga do the walkthrough. Bet believe it, gon' stretch it like, yeah, yeah. I'm stacking extras, I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it. I need a check, I'm stacking extras. I'm sending shots if he ain't get the message. Fucking with shawty for paper, not pleasant. I can't repeat this shit if you don't get it at all.
best music podcast in the Midwest.
Hey, we're closing right now, so you guys have to buy something or get out.
This is Loud Radio.
MKE Loud.
Hey, what are you doing back there? You can't go back in there.
What do you mean I can't go back here?
Well, you can't go be going back there.
What do you mean I can't go back here?
I said this is my store. You got to get out.
This is your store? It's your store? Back up, back up.
My bad.
Give me all your shit. We're going to grab all of our shit. Give us that money.
Hey, when I'm in the city, I be on tip. My bitch get mad if you don't tip. I be riding around caddy like with a fucking tricks. Which one of you niggas try and pay for lunch with my bitch? Hey, I'm just trying to stack me up a 50 strip. I just sold a 10 pack at the chicken shack. Got that glick on me, little nigga, don't get whack. I got that glick on me, little nigga, don't get whack. Little baby gon' throw it back, she don't need a beat. She just need some tricks, she don't need a pimp. Bitch fuckin' for free and she don't think she's simple. Told her come fuck with a winner and I got chicken dinners. Throwing dubs in the club, call them chicken tenders. Dummy jumped in that water, but he not a swimmer. All we do is shoot shit, squad full of jimmies. He ain't wrapped the pack right, he just a beginner. Told baby she gotta look at the bigger picture. Cleo got me in the basement like I'm Big Tigger. Uncle Fool with the boy, he a real stretcher. All this motherfucking cheese, I got double deckers. When I'm in the city, I be on tip. My bitch get mad if you don't tip. I be riding around Cali like with a fucking chicks. Which one of you niggas trying to pay for lunch with my bitch? Hey, I'm just trying to stack me up a 50 strip. I just sold a 10 sack at the chicken shack. Got that glick on me, little nigga, don't get whack. I got that glick on me, little nigga, don't get whack. Hey, when I'm in the city, I be on tip. My bitch get mad if you don't tip. I be riding around Cali like with a fucking tricks. Which one of you niggas trying to pay for lunch with my bitch? Hey, I'm just trying to stack me up a 50 strip. I just sold a 10 pack at the chicken shack. Got that glick on me, little nigga, don't get whack. I got that glick on me, little nigga.
It's a numbers game. I swear this life ain't nothing but a numbers game. Try once, fail twice, but you try again. Try once, fail twice. My last bitch gave up on me, that just made me go harder. See my niggas in the system, that shit made me grind smarter. If I ever have a daughter, I promise that I'm gon' spoil her. Drop top with the spoilers, be racing down Florida. Keep the burner on the seat, never know who might cross you. Like a Georgetown hard, yeah, I got a good lawyer. When I was 13, I seen death around the corner. He was creeping with a bitch, and a boyfriend had warned him. Nigga called him out and grabbed him. So I was bitching the next city, pulled her with that ratchet. Shot that nigga from close feet, now ask me if I trust the bitch. I'ma tell you not likely, we can do the night thing, never make her my wife. I'm from the north where they sell ice cream to keep their wrists icy. We never saw Caucasians unless they asses was buying. I'm from the mill where they say glazing, but they ain't talking. Krispy Kreme, ice and rim skate, spreading hundreds, Cartier shine. Hanging out the roof, mouth full of goals, no snatch-offs, no handouts. We had to get it, nigga, no safe words, you can't play around. You see the street lights, you had to head home and get stumped out at the playground. That's why I stand tall now, foes up and 10 toes down. Real shit, nigga. It's a numbers game. I swear this life ain't nothing but a numbers game. Try once, fail twice, but you try again.
Try once, fail twice, but you try again.